So, just a quick comment about the Black Forest. The Black Forest is 100% owned by the devil, Satan himself. And, you know, if you're owned by Christ, you can't end up in the Black Forest, but you can sure end up in a pretty dark place. Because one thing we can know is that if we belong to Jesus Christ, we are his. Yesterday, today, forever, he's the same. And it tells us in Romans 8, no matter what happens, it says now, Romans 8, boy, I had it marked, but here we go. So now in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we can have confidence that we belong to him. Now, we can also do some really stupid things every once in a while, and we can get far away from him, but he never leaves us, he never forsakes us, and we belong to him. We're sealed. Now, one other thing I'll say this morning as we go into God's Word, our primary weapon is that follows the Black Forest. And why? Because just like I read that scripture, we can get in, we can end up in some dark places, we can go crazy places, and our primary weapon against chaos, I mean, I forget who I was talking to the other day, but I was talking to somebody, and it's like, up is down, good is evil, evil is good, everything, we're just living in an upside down world. And in an upside down world, people who just say the truth can get really smacked around these days. And that's why our weapon against chaos and our weapon against all the lies that are flying around us all the time and try to get us off a track, it's just going back. Just go back to the Word and stand. You know, there's that old hymn that many, if you ever went to church when you were a little kid 20 or 30 years ago, you heard it, standing on the promises. And we can stand on God's promises, we can stand on his Word, and we can know that his Word is true, and his Word is truth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to be together. We pray for Susie this morning. We lift her up. Pray be healing her body. And Lord, you just have your hand upon her, as I know she wants to be here and engaged. She, I know, such a faithful woman that we see each week with assignments and reaching out to others. So we just lift her up before you this morning. We pray for our time as we get engaged. May we be engaged with you to hear and to listen and to learn. Lord, we're here to learn, and we're here to be not just better bosses. Lord, we're here to be a better Christian men and women as we seek to serve you and to partner with you in our families and our businesses, in our lives. We thank you for this time. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Ah, it does help to unmute your phone. You know, I was just listening to Patrick. There's several scriptures that kind of kept popping into my mind. And one is that in our church, we've been going through a book of Revelation and looking at these trumpet judgments. And at the end, you see like a quarter or a third of humanity that's left at the sixth or seventh trumpet dies. They're taken out by these. And then it says right after that, and yet those who were left and were alive refused to repent. And it just makes me think, wow, you know, then that's how upside down and crazy the world's gonna get. But we have a Savior, and we have one, and we have to know his Word, we have to be about his Word, and we have to stick to his Word, and we got to keep, I know for me, I have to keep running back to it, keep clinging to it, keep hearing good ministry. I have to, because otherwise I will start thinking the things that I want are really the things that I need. And Pat said there that, you know, we're always looking for what we want next. I mean, and I think part of that is the nature of a CEO, because I can know a lot of people who just are really happy. They're really happy with a job and a paycheck and feeding their family. And then there's those of us who are trying to run companies, and we are always all about the next thing. And so I know I have to always remind myself, may the next thing be, Lord, thy will be done. You know, Paul says he learned to abound with a lot, and he learned to be content with a little, because he said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And may we really find our strength and our core in Christ every day as we go about the business. We have great companies, all of us on this phone. Even if you're in the middle of a BK, you got a great company. Thank God for it. Grab hold of it and thank him for that gift today. As you go out and get into the battles, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. And Lord, there are many contests and battles every day. And it is a spiritual warfare ultimately. And there is the prince of the power of the air. But we do have an armor. And we do need to be those who are dressed in our armor, Lord, ready to go out and to do battle, to stand behind that shield of faith, our faith and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. And we thank you that your word truly is the primary weapon against the chaos of the day. We pray these things and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.